You're listening to an audio recording by Change My Relationship, featuring licensed marriage and family therapist and author, Carla Downing. These audios are designed to provide you with practical solutions based on biblical truths for all your relationships.
Some of the videos that I do for you are just little tips and tools to use to learn how to change your behavior and get healthier in your difficult relationships. This is one of those, and it is basically do something different. Oh, I really used this a lot when I was first in recovery because I, probably like you, was stuck in repetitive behaviors that didn't serve me well. They got me in deeper with the difficult people in my life. It got me feeling crazier because of my reaction. It backfired on me. It made me have to just spend so much time to figure out what happened. And then I would get stuck and I'd want to change something. And it was really hard to change when I didn't even necessarily understand fully what it was that was happening. So one of these little things that I learned was do something different. And basically what it is you look at your life, you look at what you do over and over again, which is not getting you the response that you like or getting you even in more trouble. And you ask yourself, what is it I'm doing that's not working? And then you say to yourself, okay, do the opposite. Do the exact opposite and see what happens. So this can be a trial and error. It can be, well, that was worse, or that didn't work, or whoa, that really worked. That was awesome. So here's some examples. So if you find yourself constantly arguing with someone, stop arguing. Don't argue. No one can argue when there's only one person. So stop arguing. You be the one. No more. No more arguing. Two, if you find yourself responding sarcastically, bite your tongue. Don't say anything if you can't say something nice instead of sarcastic. Sarcastic means to tear flesh. And that's what sarcasm can do. It can literally just tear somebody's flesh and stab them with pain. If you defend yourself and the argument escalates, typically, stop defending yourself. Stop explaining yourself. If somebody accuses you of something and defending yourself causes the argument to get worse and causes you to get sucked in, just say, I am not going to defend myself. If you say something and the person counters you or challenges you, and defending yourself means that that starts a big argument or starts a big thing where you've got to get locked into this half-hour conversation trying to defend yourself, don't defend yourself. Don't say anything. Just repeat what you said. Hey, you know, I'm going to stop by at my friend's house after work. What do you mean you're going to stop by? You've got things to do here. I'm going to stop by my friend's house after work. Okay, don't give reasons. Just repeat what you said. Don't defend yourself. The next one, if you're tired of listening to someone complain and having the same conversation over and over again, change the subject. Don't respond to what the person says. Just completely bring up something different. It could be the weather. Oh, did you know it's going to be colder tomorrow? The weather's turning. Okay, so if you're tired and the person is continuing to do the same thing, you be the one to change it. If you're tired of somebody taking advantage of you, try saying no. That's it. No. Instead of giving into it. If you are begging somebody to pay attention to you and it's not working, stop begging. Do the opposite. Act like you don't care. Quit asking for attention. Take care of yourself and be okay. Next one, if you're waiting for somebody to initiate something in the relationship and it's not happening, stop waiting. Either ask for what you need or quit watching and figure out a different way. Quit begging, quit waiting. If somebody is pushing your buttons, stop letting them be pushed. Do you know you cannot stop somebody from pushing your buttons, from trying to push your buttons? Oh, but you can decide if you're going to react or not. So if that person is pushing your buttons and it's working, then let it work. Stop reacting. If you never speak up to defend yourself, speak up. Whoa, that's the opposite of the other one. Do you see this? This is the opposite. If you never defend yourself, if you never speak back to the person and say, stop talking to me that way, quit accusing me of that, do it. Do the opposite. Speak up. If you're really, really quiet and timid, speak with conviction. Put some energy behind it. Strong, strong response. See what happens. If you're negative and pessimistic, thinking the bad part about everything, just pretend you're positive. Try thinking positively. Try saying something positive about everything for a day, or try it for a half an hour. Just see what happens. If you talk too much, try saying what you need to say in 10 words or less. That's it. It's a fun exercise. It actually teaches you a lot. Be short and direct, 10 words and less. If you're trying too hard, stop trying. Just stop. Don't push so hard. If you're pushing too hard, stop pushing. Stop. Opposite. Okay. If you're not trying hard enough, you're not trying at all, try. Opposite. If you keep getting in the middle of somebody else's relationship, don't. Don't get in the middle. Don't say anything. Don't offer to call for that person to fix the problem. Don't offer to talk to the other person. Don't offer to drive the person. Don't, whatever it is. If you keep getting pulled into the relationship, instead of asking the person to stop pulling you in, don't get pulled. Don't let the person pull you. If somebody isn't listening to you and you keep talking, just stop talking. Right in the middle of your sentence, as soon as you notice the person's not listening, walk away. Just stop. Stop talking. So do you get it? It's whatever is the opposite. I could give you hundreds of examples, but all you have to do is look at the behavior, look at what's not working, and do the opposite. Make it a fun experience. Like, let's just say, hey, I'm going to try all kinds of different things. Right? There's all kinds of things you can do this with. You can do this with your work. You can do this with your little kids. You can do this with your big kids. You can do this with parents, spouses, friends, whatever it is. Just plain do the opposite. Remember, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and thinking you're going to get different results. The only way you're going to get a different result is if you stop doing the same thing. Relationships are like a dance. People get used to doing the same steps. One person steps here, the other person steps here, then the other person steps here, and the other person steps here, or this one steps here, and then this one steps back, then this one steps back, and this one steps forward. The only way you can change that is to change your steps, because you can't force anybody else to change theirs. So there's a lot of hope in this. There's a lot of possibility in this one little tip. Three words: do something different. And you know, I like the book of Galatians, because the Apostle Paul is basically telling the Galatians this too. He said, hey, you remember when you guys first got saved? You got saved on faith. Not works, not circumcision, not following anything, but now you've kind of pulled that back in and you think, you know, that you have to have works in order to get saved. It's like, that doesn't make sense. And then he continued to tell him in Galatians 5, you've kind of fallen back into making some choices where you're not relying on the Spirit to help you make good choices. And instead, you're falling back on your old behavior. And then you're wondering why this isn't working. It's like, make a choice to live by the Spirit and things will work for you. This is just a simple formula here. And you guys have just taken one wrong turn, and yet you're doing the same thing over and over, and you're telling me it's not working, that this is not working right anymore. It did. It started off working right. You understood salvation by grace. You understood not having to work, that it was by faith alone. But you took a left turn. You keep doing the same thing, asking me why it's not working. Well, there's just a simple change you need to make. Do the opposite. Instead of giving in to the works of flesh, turn to the Spirit. Let the Spirit help you bring out the works of the Spirit. Okay, so he's just, it's one or the other. It's either or. You're either going to go towards flesh, you're going to go towards the Spirit, or you're going to believe that you're saved by faith, or you're saved by works. Which one? You guys make some choices. And that's kind of this too. It's basically, huh, this isn't working. Try the opposite. I promise you, it will work so much better.
Thank you for listening to Change My Relationship. We hope you will subscribe to these podcasts and share them with your friends. Carla would love to hear from you. She welcomes ideas for future podcasts, as well as your feedback on how the podcast have helped your life and relationships. You can email her at carla@changemyrelationship.com. For more information on Change My Relationship and Carla Downing's ministry, including her books, studies, devotionals, podcast, and YouTube videos, visit changemyrelationship.com.